Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Chicago and Las Vegas, you're tuned in to the show that's always on top of what's trending. It's Page One with LeVar and Mary on Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Festivus!
Festivus.
Festivus.
Festivus is your heritage.
A new holiday was born.
Part of who you are.
Now,
Happy Festivus.
Tony.
Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
That is amazing!
I got a lot of problems with your people.
And is there a tree?
No, instead, there's a pole.
Wow.
Festivus. Miracle. Doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, George.
Ah! A Festivus for the rest of us! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
And a happy Festivus to all of you on this special edition of Page One. LeVar, along with Mary, how are you? Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
You like that music open
tinsel
right there?
Tinsel is distracting.
Huh? Yeah,
I was kind of upset that tinsel
today.
Was not just, they didn't have tinsel is distracting in there.
Yes, tinsel is very, very distracting. You know what? What's so sad about this is that that's one of the other funniest bits to that whole thing. And what happened was a friend of mine who that was one of the things that he put on his status on Facebook today. And he was like, I find tinsel distracting. And what's so sad is that as much as I should have known that, and I was like, why does he find tinsel distracting? And I was like, I didn't think about it.
You're having a show on Festivus. What are you doing, man?
I know. But the whole idea for this show, because we all love something that's just like out there and beyond. And Festivus, I think today is officially in some circles, they count it as Festivus. And I know the idea came from my friend here as to, you know, if we're going to do something special, let's do something special on Festivus. Why not? But,
why not?
But in putting together this show, one of the things that we found is that it's a little bit harder to do some of the things with Festivus because we're just on the air with you. So bear with us tonight. Do you like that music opening that I had there?
That was fun. That was fun. I will say that.
Actually, that was from a commercial that was done a few years ago by Hulu. And awesome on their end for that. But I guess to explain Festivus itself, we're going to have a couple of clips throughout the night. But it's, according to Wikipedia, because we all know that's the official, like, Bible, right?
Sure, let's go with that. Can I add that to my screen?
Well, Festivus of Saints is a secular holiday celebrated on December 23rd as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas season. By the way, I'm not sure about you, but it is just kind of going offhand here. I know we're a couple of days away from Christmas. Two nights away. And by the way, Mary and I will be with you on Christmas night, regular time, 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central. Even though today's Festivus, but does it feel like Christmas, or are we kind of like in our brains already flipped past the calendar of Christmas?
I think we may have already flipped past it. Excuse me. I think we may have already flipped past it because it just doesn't, I think there's a level of, like, I will say there's still things out there that are being very much Christmas, like the last minute buying, the big crowds at stores, you know, times to avoid stuff. That stuff, yes, absolutely still kind of feels like Christmas. But then there's other stuff like, I don't know, just feeling like Christmas, people making you know, cookies and sharing recipes and all that other stuff. It just doesn't feel like Christmas right now because that's not something we can do. The social aspect of Christmas is not there. And I think that might be why it's pushing that off.
Yeah, I think I feel that way. Now, the one thing about Festivus is it was originally created by author Daniel O'Keefe. And Festivus pretty much entered popular culture after it was made the focus of a 1997 Seinfeld episode, The Strike, which O'Keefe's son, Dan O'Keefe, co-wrote. The non-commercial holiday celebration as depicted on Seinfeld occurs on December 23rd and includes a Festivus dinner. So for those of you who have had dinner already, you're already one step ahead. And then an unadorned aluminum Festivus pole. Practices such as the airing of grievances and feats of strength and the labeling of easily explainable events as Festivus miracles. The episode refers to it as a Festivus for the rest of us. And a lot of people really have taken on with this. And I guess the good backstory to this is that, as I said, Daniel O'Keefe, who's the father of TV writer Dan O'Keefe, it says it was celebrated by his family as early as 1966. While the Latin word festivus means excellent, jovial, lively, and derives from festus, meaning joyous holiday feast day. And in a sense, he said the name just popped into his head. And in the original O'Keefe tradition, the holiday would take place to celebrate the anniversary of Daniel O'Keefe's first date with his future wife, Deborah. The phrase festivus for the rest of us originally referred to those remaining after the death of the elder O'Keefe's mother. The rest of us are the living as opposed to the dead. And when you read throughout the whole thing is that this almost wasn't to be. And even then, the writer said that the biggest mistake they made was naming the episode The Strike. They actually, if they said they knew it was going to be as popular as it was, they would have named it Festivus or something like that. But the aluminum pole, which I hope you have, do you have an aluminum pole handy this evening?
I actually do.
Do you? Not to hit somebody with. For its very high strength to weight rate ratio, I'm going to get that out. The dinner, actually, which in the on-air meal showed Estelle Costanza serving a sliced reddish meatloaf or a reddish meatloaf-shaped food on a bed of lettuce. In the episode, no alcohol is served at dinner, but if you remember, George's boss, Mr. Kruger, drank something from a hip flask. The original holiday dinner in the O'Keefe household featured turkey or ham. The airing of grievances, which we will do tonight, takes place immediately after the dinner. Of course, the infamous words by Frank Costanza.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
So that was pretty much what happened. And then the feats of strength. And then Festivus miracles came from Kramer because there was two, quote, Festivus miracles throughout the show.
It's a Festivus miracle!
Which pretty much happened. And so, yeah, that's where we are with Festivus. I think we should have probably had a Festivus clock or something like that. But I do have a clip here. this is from the show, and I got a couple of clips tonight. One is from an interview with Jerry Stiller about the popularity of Festivus, which we'll play a little bit later on. But the first one is actually clips that were combined from the show, and you can find it on YouTube, but I actually thought it was pretty funny. So before we got to get to our grievances tonight, I'm going to play that clip for you, which is the explanation from the show.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was. And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around
and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Well, happy Festivus.
What is that? Is that the pole?
George, Festivus is your heritage. It's part of who you are.
That's why I hate it.
It's a big dinner Tuesday night at Frank's house. Everyone's invited.
George, you're forgetting how much Festivus has meant to us all. I brought one of the cassette tapes.
Read that poem.
I can't read it. I need my glasses.
You don't need glasses. You're just weak. You're weak.
Leave him alone!
All right, George. It's time for the Festivus Feats of Strength.
No, no! Get it off! Don't fight the front! I'm Festivus!
We had some good times.
Well, sir, I gave out the fake card because, I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus.
Feminist?
Festivus, sir. And, I was afraid that I would be persecuted for my beliefs. They drove my family out of Bayside, sir.
Are you making all this up, too?
Oh, no, sir. Festivus is all too real, and I could prove it if I have to.
Yeah, you probably should.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Quiet, we'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
Until you pin me, George, Festivus is not over.
Oh, please, somebody stop this.
Let's rumble!
I think you can take him, Georgie.
Hey, come on, be sensible.
Stop crying and fight your father.
Ow! Ow, I got
this is
I
the know. Best Festivus oh, ever!
So, even when listening to that clip, that's Festivus in a nutshell. I got to tell you, I don't think it would be what it was if it wasn't. This is all like, if this worked out, because nobody else could have pulled this off except, I think, Jerry Stiller as George Costanza's dad.
Frank Costanza. Yeah, Frank Costanza.
I think that's why this episode is so funny, because he pretty much made that episode.
Oh, yeah.
And even by listening to those clips, I mean, going back in, like, the show itself, yeah, I mean, Jerry still is like he's like the consummate dad that you know that he's got a lot of weird quirks, but that's why George was the way he was.
He's the dad that caused George to go into therapy. Like, that is that person. Like,
right.
You are the reason I'm in therapy. Absolutely.
Pretty much, which is hilarious. But no matter where you are at on this Festivus night and celebrating wherever you are or having whatever, if you have a chance to catch the entire episode, do so. I think somebody was talking to me today and they said, hey, are you a Seinfeld fan? I was like, it's odd, but I've only watched the ones that are pretty much like in Seinfeld lore. You know, the contest, the strike, you know, the episode with Keith Hernandez, you know, a few other ones, but that one is hilarious if you had not had a chance to watch it. Now, the most surprising thing that you will find out, you have never seen the episode, right?
I have never seen the episode. I know it, I understand it, and over many years I've heard many of the clips and can quote them, but I have never seen the episode. I couldn't tell you what they were wearing, what they were doing, what they said, who they ran into. I couldn't tell you a thing about it. other than the clips that I know, and most of those clips are all of Jerry and his character Frank Costanza talking. That's a majority of them is him explaining Festivus. But yeah, I've never seen the episode.
Wow.
And that could
actually
be one of your grievances. You never seen an episode.
And I think that episode aired December 18th, 1997. So over 23 years ago, which is insane. Man, that's a long, long time ago. But as a lot of you know, Jerry Stiller did pass away this year, back in May, at the age of 92. Married for over 60 years to his wife, Ann Mira, who passed away in 2015. And, of course, their son, Ben, who everyone knows, Ben Stiller, and their daughter, Amy Stiller. So he was a huge part to that. But
mm-hmm.
So now that dinner is served and now that we've had all the pleasantries out of the way, tonight, in the spirit of Festivus, we actually have our own grievances of an airing. I guess once again we'll have
to
have.
It's hard to do a grievance when you're not angry. You got to get angry, man. Got to get in there.
Oh no! Once I get started on this, it's gotta start. But you know, I guess in order to like once again get us in the mood, we have to have Frank Costanza make sure that you all know.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're gonna hear about it.
This makes me giggle every time.
So as always, ladies first, I will let you
I suggest that we go back and forth?
Oh, we could do that too.
That way we can kind of have a mixture of grievances.
This has been, and I was going to say,
see if any of them overlap.
Yeah, some will probably, because we did not talk at all about what our grievances are. This is the lovely part of this show. Sometimes we don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk at all about what's going to happen. So what you're hearing and what I'm going to hear from her is all for the first time. But I shall let
mm-hmm.
you know your first airing of grievances.
I love this. All right. A lot of problems with you people. Okay, so my first grievance for this evening. I'm rubbing my hands together. I am actually going to start with the one I started with last night. I did tell you one of my grievances. One of my grievances. Drivers. Okay, I understand a lot of us have been in, like, quarantine. But in that time frame, did you really forget how to drive a freaking car? Like, seriously, the rules of the road have not changed. You still have to wear your seatbelt. You still have to use turn signal. There's still a speed limit. You don't run people off the road. I'm so upset about this. Like, remember that you still have to, like, it's like people renewed their driver's licenses and forgot how to drive. Oh, so that was my first grievance for the night. That was the short one. That's the short version. But, yeah, oh, that drives me up a wall. So.
Forgive me at times it's going to sound like Jerry Stiller while doing his rant. But my first problem and first grievance is with group texters. No one wants a private conversation in a group text. You either branch off and text each other or shut up and let the group do the main text that needs to be done. So for you group texters, I got a huge problem with all of you.
This is fun. I am enjoying this. I mean, we need to do this more often.
Yes, we do.
That's
the grievances on the page
right.
One on weekly episodes. Or, you know, I think every
airing
month, an airing of grievances, just to like release the steam and the pressures of the month. I think I am all in favor of now doing airing your grievances on a
add that
basis.
Section.
Yep.
Add that small little section in.
Yep.
All right, so my next grievance will be those people on Facebook that don't know how to keep the positivity going. Why do you got to be so negative? Why do you have to start crap? Why do you have to bring the drama? I don't need it. Nobody needs it. Like, just if you can't say something nice along, I mean, I'm not saying don't say negative things ever, but if that's all you do, don't be surprised when you have no friends at the end. People are snoozing you or unfriending you or blocking you, and you don't realize it. Your next grievance, sir.
My next grievance is with scam callers. Stop calling me while I'm at work. I'm already in a bad mood and having to work with people. Why would I want to talk to you too? Don't call me then. Don't call me after work. Don't call me on the weekend. Otherwise, if you get me, it will not be pretty. And I'm
you
done.
Stole one of mine.
But yours may be quite
different
now. You're free to still use yours.
No, well, it's basically, there's a reason why I answer the phone the way I answer it. You hang up on me because you know you're wrong. So why are you calling me in the first place is what I would have said. But, yeah, scam callers during the day or late at night.
Yes.
So I will get a new – I will use a new grievance. Mine would be the extremists for when it comes to COVID and mask wearing and all of the other stuff. And I'm talking both sides of the coin. I'm talking the people that are like, why aren't you wearing a full body hazmat suit out in the world? And all the way to the other side, which is, that's not a law. It doesn't exist. You're drinking the tea that is out there. You're drinking the Kool-Aid that people are putting out there in this Nazi regime. I'm talking the whole thing. The extreme, both sides of the extreme. Y'all need to calm the F down. Like, bring it back into the middle, people. Bring it back in. This is happening.
Can I add an addendum to that?
Yes, absolutely.
For people at the grocery stores that actually care about the line and the arrows on the floor, it means nothing. I'm not going to go all the way around through one aisle to come back up through the other aisle. If I'm already at the tail end of that aisle, I'm coming through.
Well, if you're going to go with that, if you're going to go with
that. That was my addendum.
Also,
anyway.
If you're going to stand and, yes, the next addendum to that one, it's in the same group. Like, if you're in the store, like, 6 feet back, people, social distancing does not mean you get to stand on my heels just because we in line and you're facing my back. I don't need you breathing at me. Stand back, please. There's a reason.
And actually, people at the grocery store continues with my rant, because one of the things in which I have a huge problem with is people who lean on their cart like it's a crutch. Quit laying on it and pushing along. And for those of you who go through the parking lot the wrong way when it is specifically one way, unless it's two arrows, you go both ways. But if it is a one-way arrow, I'm coming straight at you, and we're going to play a game of chicken until one of us backs down.
And you have better insurance?
Huh?
And you have better insurance, sir?
I have great insurance. The arrow in the parking lot on my side.
I have the arrow in the parking lot on my side. That's great. Was that your grievance?
That was my other grievance.
Kind of bouncing back and forth.
We went back and forth, right? That was my other grievance.
I have a grievance with people that don't realize that everybody's job has changed and that everybody's job is difficult and that everybody's job has gotten to be where they have to figure it out, and you are not that special. You are not the only one that is going through a hard time right now, and just because you have something that you've never had to deal with before doesn't mean that the person that's talking to you hasn't had that happen.
Forever.
Calm it down.
Yeah. In agreement. By the way, since we're halfway through, and since we're going on a good roll with this, I want to save this for, like, the other half of the show.
Okay.
Because I didn't know we were going to have this many good stuff with the Eric grievances. Before we continue on with the area grievances, I did want to play a clip. This was done back in 2010. Just something really quick, and it was Jerry Stiller talking about the popularity of Festivus a little bit. This actually had aired on CNN. It's a longer part to the interview. If you want to hear it, you can go online. The beginning part was kind of funny, and the end part's kind of funny, but it kind of dragged along, but I'm just going to get to the meat and potatoes of it. But this is Jerry Stiller on an interview on CNN and talking briefly about Festivus.
Absolutely do. But when you did that on the Seinfeld show, did you think it would catch on and last like this?
I had no idea what was going to happen. That today, you know, people see me, they say a Festivus for the rest of us, you know, that sort of thing. And the idea that people have taken it seriously, that they get an aluminum pipe and they stick it in some place and they say, would you come to our Festivus party? And what goes on at these parties, you know, feats of strength. People start to let out all the anger, all the stuff that they've been holding in all these years, and it's a release.
Now, the tradition of Festivus is that the celebration of Festivus is not over until the head of the household is pinned to the ground.
That's right.
Now, what are your favorite?
My father's already in the ground, so it's a little bit too late for that one, I can tell you.
Well, you're the head of that Stiller household now.
Yeah, yeah.
Has Ben ever tried to pin you to the ground?
When we were kids, we would, when we both were kids, you know, we'd jostle, you know, this stuff like that, and he was always better than me. He knocked me down, and then I'd say, oh, you're doing good, you know.
What's your favorite feat of strength? Would it be arm wrestling? Would it be a thumb wrestle? Staring contest?
I'm not going to be able to talk about that on an early morning show. So let's leave it at that, John. No.
Jerry Stiller. His favorite feat is trick. What? He can't talk about early morning talk show.
He's always on, that guy. Always
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he was. And that's the funniest thing is watching him on a different show is because Jerry Stiller pretty much played Jerry Stiller, whether it was King of Queens, whether it was that show. Any show he was on, he played Jerry Stiller. I mean, he wasn't playing a character. He wasn't playing Frank Costanza. He played Jerry Stiller, which is, like, hilarious. But continuing on, because we still have some grievances. Didn't think we were going to have that many tonight, but 2020 has been a long year.
Yes, it has.
And, you know, it's funny because when we talked about this, I don't think you could find any until I told you, hey, you can't find any for 2020.
Yeah, no, I had like two grievances, and that was it. And they were very specific grievances that happened recently. But then you're like, for 2020? And I'm like, oh, we're doing a whole year? Okay, I got this.
That was the purpose of the area grievances, because it was over the whole course of the year. The people who he had problems with and who he wanted to point it out to, that was exactly it. So I know many of you have your area of grievances. If you can do it with somebody in a constructive manner, that's not hurtful, it kind of helps release the tension. But my other grievance is with email scammers. You can tell this is going on like a lot of stuff that I've had to encounter this year. And for you email scammers, no, I don't have a cousin in Ghana who is a prince with money issues. Why would I want to send $500 to get $1 million? Give me my money first. So for you email scammers, I have a huge issue with all of you.
You don't have a cousin in Ghana? I thought you did.
Nope.
Dang, that email is wrong, man.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so mine is going to be for those people that use dating apps to try to get booty.
I don't have grievances.
I do. I absolutely do. There are specific apps to get booty. Go on to those. I'm not on those for that.
Is that message for men and women?
Yes. Yeah. No. 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 It's on both sides. And like, I'm not on this dating app because it's a booty app. There are specific booty apps. Just go to the booty apps. Don't come to the dating app and then expect to get booty off the bat.
You mean if someone was on that app for that and then went out on a date and that wasn't the case, that's
all
they
wanted, and not to have a date, yeah, not to actually, like, I don't know, see if you have a connection or talk to you the day after, yeah, come on. Yeah, nope.
My, isn't this an awkward moment?
Ghosting, yep. That's what that's called, when you don't talk to them because you don't get what you want. Yeah, keep that over on the booty app.
I got to see if that's on Apple. And while I'm doing that,
the booty app.
Booty app.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is a booty app. Now, let me look at this now.
I'm actually going to go look.
Copyright 2020.
I'm actually looking this up. This is real-time fact-checking. The booty app. More than likely, I bet you it has something to do with working out. There's one to make your butt look bigger. It is a booty app. It's called the booty app, but it's a butt workout. You can get it in the app store. I don't think that's what they meant. But, yeah, there is a booty app.
All right. Well, then there you go.
Not for that purpose, though.
And then right below that is Tappy Twerk 3D.
My other grievance that I have, and this is going to sound so wrong, don't at me, don't, and I think charities are a wonderful thing. I love giving. I've given money this year. But for you charities, just because I gave you money doesn't mean that you have to fill my inbox and mailbox with more pleas for money. Stop it. You're overdoing it. I kid you not. I gave money this year, and I will not name the charity, but I gave money this year, and as soon as I gave money, the emails began. And I'm trying to be nice about this, but they continuously come. And then I've got letters. Then I've got the newsletters. And I'm like, if I gave you money, how much did you just spend on all these newsletters and letters that you just sent me? Now I'm a little pissed.
Uh-huh.
It's wasting my money on letters and newsletters when that money could have been spent fighting what I gave you the money for.
Oh, I hope it's not my charity.
No.
We'll talk about
it
later.
No, it's not yours. It's another one.
Good, good. Because that was...
Nope, it was not yours. I'll guarantee you it was not yours.
I'm down to my last grievance. How are you doing?
I actually have... three more. As you can tell, I have two more.
I'm sorry. I have two more.
See, there
so
you go.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? I will. That way we can end on your grievance. We'll start with one of yours, and then I'll do one of mine.
One of them I think I was going to do, and then I didn't want to do, and I've been on the fence about. I think mine was about billionaires who want to become politicians or try to run for office. You already made money off of the working man, and now you want to have more power to tell us what to do. Don't do it. Don't add me on that one. And then one of my grievances was about people at self-checkouts at stores. Self-checkouts, be 10 items or less. Don't come with your full cart of everything in a self-checkout when the rest of the lanes are closed. Got a problem with those people. And now that leaves me with one more.
All right, so I actually have two more, so I'll do both of mine, and then we can end with yours. One of mine was people who are making assumptions about something they have nothing to do with because it makes them admit a secret they were keeping about you. Quit it. Just freaking say it out loud. If you don't have the balls to say it out loud, don't start making the assumptions that make you admit it later. That pisses me off. And there's one specific person that that's at. Like, you need to, like, commentate. Like, seriously, you need to come back to your senses. I don't know why you think you're holier than thou, but y'all need to, like, be done. This is not about LeVar. I promise you it's not him. He knows who it is.
Well, you know what happens when you make
assumptions. And then makes an ass out of you and Umption. Whoop, whoop, negotiator. So, actually, that was Pulp Fiction, wasn't it? And then my last grievance is, and this is for everyone, I know you are tired of COVID. I know you are tired of masks. I know you are tired of staying at home when you want to just go out. I know you're tired of not being able to hug your loved ones. I know you're tired of all of that. That does not mean, just because you're tired and everybody else is tired as well, that you should break the rules. They're put in place to help us all get to the point where we don't have to do this anymore. And the more you break the rules, the longer we have to do this. So your selfishness of breaking those rules because you are tired is making it hard for the rest of us during this Festivus, the rest of us, to be able to get to the point that you're breaking the rules, actually doing it without breaking the rules. So quit it. That is my last one.
See, your last one should have been the last one because now mine sucks, and I have to follow that up with like my last one.
I guess I can come up with one real fast if you want me to.
Huh?
I can come up with another one.
No. Yours was so perfect. I am going to scrap my last one. I will probably mention it on. I'll mention it on Friday. I like yours. I think that is the best way to end our area of grievances because that actually was one that I was thinking of too. And I just didn't know the best way to say it, but I think you said it perfectly for the both of us. So, yes, I agree. Now, throughout Festivus, there are Festivus miracles. That is one of the other parts to that show. And,
it's a Festivus miracle!
So, now, a Festivus miracle, the best way to explain that, I guess, in some ways, Festivus miracle, let's see, it's pretty much unexplainable things that kind of happen or would have happened anyway, but pretty much in the episode, Kramer twice declares a Festivus miracle during the Festivus celebration. He causes the occurrence of two miracles by inviting two off-track betting bookies to dinner with Elaine, men whom Elaine wanted to avoid, and by causing Jerry's girlfriend to believe that Jerry was cheating on her. So the whole thing of the miracle was, you know, just things that just happen to happen, and it's a miracle. So I will share my Festivus miracle. I was shopping at a store that requires you to actually pay for your cart. Those of you probably already know the store in general. So I pull up to the parking lot. And I searched the car for a quarter, which what was needed. I don't have one. And all I had was paper money. And there was a car next to me. And at that moment, the guy came. He put his, the couple put their stuff in the car. And he rolls off. And I get out of the car wondering how in the heck am I going to get a cart when I don't have change. And lo and behold, as soon as he clears away, what is right there in the parking lot? It was a cart.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Yeah, it was a cart.
Festivus miracle.
It was a miracle. It was a cart, and I didn't have to pay for it, and it was right there. So that's my Festivus miracle.
I actually have one now that you're talking about that. I actually have one. Okay, so I am a very big gift giver. I like giving gifts. Whether or not I get them back does not matter to me. I don't care about receiving. I love giving. And I had bought I had bought a gift for my daughter's boyfriend. My daughter's boyfriend also received gifts from my daughter, and we had wrapped them up and were ready to go to give them to him. But we didn't know when we'd be able to see him to give him these gifts for Christmas. And something happened where I was available to pick him up and bring him to my house today. And he got permission to come out, and he got to come out and open the gifts, and he loved every single one of them. It was a Festivus miracle.
It's a Festivus miracle.
It's a Festivus miracle.
I keep playing that clip. So usually after all of this is over, the one thing is, of course, the feats of strength. So
we tried.
Yeah, we tried very hard. And you can tell the folks what you tried doing for feats of strength this year.
I said that if I was going to have somebody have to pin me in to end the Festivus holiday, then I would pick somebody that could pin me pretty quickly, and I tried to get The Rock to come onto the show. and then Kevin Hart, just in case.
Right. And no, I will not be doing my Kevin Hart impersonation. So, yes, drink, because it's very hard to do. I guess question for everyone out there is that if you had to do feats of strength, I don't normally, they had it in the show as father and son, but if you could invite anybody to your house and challenge them to feats of strength, who would it be? That is the question. Now,
mine's? Yeah.
Mine's would, that's a very good question. I think right now it would probably be Ashley Graham, and I'd let her win.
Oh, no, I've fallen down. You
pinned me. I'm sorry. I'm lost.
I've lost.
But no.
Kiss me right here because I lost.
And if Ashley Graham
will make it better.
Yes, and if Ashley Graham said no, then I guess I would choose Lindsay Payless. So she would be next, and I would probably let her win. Just out of luck.
Would you ask him to kiss your boo boo because he'd make you feel better? You can please.
No, because that's what Booty App is for, and I don't. Good one. Assumption. Oh, Lordy. But with that, dear friends, I think that is our first annual Festivus show, which I think went quite well. I love the airing of grievances, and think that we need to figure out a way to incorporate this throughout the year on the show.
Right.
Which, starting January 1, moves to a new time. Pretty much it will be during this time on Friday nights. So pretty good about that. Hope that you all join us in the new year. But, of course, we will be here on Friday for our regular page one at the regular time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, on Christmas night. So you have any closing things to say on this Festivus?
No. I had a lot of problems with you people, and then you already heard about it.
And I kid you not, even though he's a likable guy, but while we were having this show, CNN reported that former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang has filed paperwork to participate in New York's 2021 mayor's race. So, hey, somebody hurt me tonight. They decided that, hey, their billionaire is going to run again. So we always say that this show pretty much is at the forefront of things, and we...
I'm telling you, it's a Festivus miracle.
Yes, it's a Festivus.
We predicted.
But no, we will see you again during a regular page one. But I think we'll do this again next year. Festivus next year will fall on what, a Thursday? So
I think so.
God willing, we'll be here next year to do another Festivus show. Maybe we will involve all of you in some way, and you can give us your airing of grievances. You'll work on it over the year. And I know Festivus has nothing to do with Christmas, but I know that that is also coming soon. So I would say a Merry Christmas to all of you, along with a Happy Festivus. And we hope that you enjoyed tonight. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Happy Festivus.
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 Festivus is your heritage.
A new holiday was born.
Part of who you are.
No.
Happy Festivus.
Tell me everything.
Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
That is amazing.
I got a lot of problems with your people.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole.
Wow.
Festivus. Miracle. Doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, George.
Ah! A Festivus for the rest of us.
I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Thanks for listening to Page One. Don't forget to get the latest show info on Twitter at News Comment BTR and add us as a podcast on Apple.